Here we go with the story.
The story is told in four acts.
From this vantage point, the sun sees something very different, because where you are affects
sea. When he was at home, he saw a distant land. When he was in the distant land, he saw a hog trough. And he sees something much more personal, much more illuminating. When he's sitting in the hog trough, dining with the swine, he sees himself. And he had to be in the pig pen to see himself. Do you see that? Ultimately, though, he had to view something else first. He had to view total collapse. He had to view financial collapse. Seems that all the new money that he had didn't last as long as he thought it would. You ever found that to be true? He had to view physical collapse. You know, just about the time they console you by saying things could be worse. They get worse. Distant land, he's looking at a distant son who desperately needs a second chance. And the return of the younger brother reveals the heart of the father. The heart of the father is this: he's waiting. The loving father initially doesn't go after the son when the son has his back turned to the father. The loving father loves the son so much that he will allow him to leave without running after him. Sometimes that's the most loving thing you can do, because if you don't let them leave, if you don't let them turn their back on you, they will not arrive at the place they need to arrive at in order to see the things that they need to see. Because where you are affects what you see, 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 what you see. When the son looked at the distant land and turned his back on the father allowed him to go. But this time, the son has turned around, he's repented, he's coming back in the other direction, and this time, the loving father decides to gather his robes about him and to run out after him. He's on the front porch with the binoculars. When that familiar form appears on the horizon, the text tells us that the loving father runs to meet him. Another commentator notes that the father could not have been a young man anymore, and yet he runs. Particularly important because in that part of the world it was generally considered not dignified for an elderly man to run. It teaches me this valuable lesson. Listen very carefully. The only time I am to gather my righteous robes around me is when I'm running to welcome someone back who has come to his senses. That's the loving father. He's waiting. He's watching. Once the father reaches his son, he doesn't even give him time to read his apology speech, because he's already busy welcoming him. Each one of the gifts that he gives him are significant. He gives him a robe, symbol of status. He gives him a ring, symbol of his authority. He gives him sandals, indicating that he returns as a son, not a slave. When I've gone astray, in my arrogant ways, I need not wonder how God will greet me when I finally come to myself. I don't have to wonder what the loving Heavenly Father will do when I come to my senses, when I turn back around and when I run to Him, because He's sitting on the porch with the binoculars. He's gathering His robes about and running to meet me to give me gifts of significance. Love, acceptance, and forgiveness. And then I can be clothed with those things that I did not possess in the distant land of arrogance. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And when I'm clothed, and when I'm in my right mind, I'll see for the first time the Father for who He is. As the only one who can grant meaning and purpose and fulfillment in my life. What a beautiful way to end a story. Reconciliation, restoration, redemption. like a suspenseful movie plot, there's another character lurking in the background, and that's Act Four. Act Four opens up in a field, outside the party. There we see the elder brother. Outside the party, we see what the Pharisees saw. When Jesus told them this story in the first place, we see a person that is unworthy, unlovely, undeserving of anything, let alone a party, because where you are affects what you see, and what you see affects what you do. From the elder brother's point of view, all he sees is a worthless brother. After the pig pen experience, home to the younger brother became a place of loving security. Home to the elder brother instead was a place of seething resentment, of grim duty, of bitter judgmentalism. He'd not traveled to the distant country of arrogance with his feet. He'd traveled to the distant land of arrogance with his heart. Notice the self-deception in the speech to the loving father. He pulls the loving father aside and he says, "I've been slaving away here all this time." That's a lie. He'd not been serving as a slave in any sense of the term. "Father, I've never been disobedient." He wanted to be loved based on what he did, not who he was. "I've never been able to celebrate." Doubtful. Extreme self-pity at best. And then he says to the father, "Your son." In so doing, sets himself above and apart from the family dynamics. And then he ticks off a long list of slanderous accusations, which for the most part were not true. "He squandered all your property." 2/3 of the father's estate had always been his and was still his. "He's cavorted with prostitutes." That wasn't mentioned earlier in this story. Becomes apparent that from the field, outside the party, that the elder brother could not see his own unworthiness nor his father's unmerited favor, because where you are affects what you see.
Where you are affects what you see. And what you see affects what you do.
I sometimes wonder how many people never make it back to the father's heart because of the spirit of the elder brother that dominates in some churches. We don't want those kind of people in our church. Look at what they've done. Look where they've been. I've been serving dutifully for 50 years and they just walk in and they think they can take over. Spirit of the elder brother. Turns out the real arrogance in the story belongs to the one who never left home at all. And there are those that have been raised in the church, served in the church, given to the church, but somewhere in the process developed the spirit of the elder brother instead of the heart of the loving father.